Morning, sir.
Morning. Everybody knows you as Uzo. I'm wondering if you have a surname.
Sure, I do have a surname.
What's your surname?
Isinguzo.
Isinguzo?
Yes, Isinguzo.
Is it Isin or Isinguzo?
Okay, so we have Isinguzo.
Yes.
And then we have Isinguzo. So mine is Isinguzo.
I wonder what my friend Ikedi, what his own is.
I'm sure it's Isinguzo. There's no N.
And then we are calling him Isinguzo, you know, so...
And he doesn't say anything.
Aphonerizing. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
I like your outfit.
Thank you, sir. You're still wearing red.
Hey, that's a coincidence. I wish I could see you standing. To see the full event. Unfortunately, guys, you won't see her standing. Okay, you've heard Deb and me before at some point.
Yes, sir.
So these are the issues we have here. Mm. Amina says my brother-in-law is a bitter woman. Judith says his brother still turns me on. Kemi says, why is he so interested in my daughter? Uh-uh. Anita says, is this contraceptive method foolproof? Okwelu says that her wealth makes her think she's superior. And Moses says, my wayward ex is running me down. Let's start from there.
Okay. Hmm? Wayward ex.
Yes. Now, let me read the story before you react, okay? And Moses says that I was married for close to 12 years when my wife and I called it quits. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
After 12 years.
Something must have happened.
But what needs to be done. If it's not working, you leave.
Yes.
Okay. And he says we are in the process of getting divorced as both of us are fed up with the marriage, which is good. So they can go their separate ways. My wife is now spreading rumors around that I've had affairs through all the times we were married and gave her an STD twice.
Wow.
So he says this is a load of rubbish. As a matter of fact, she was the wayward one and I've kept an incriminating letter she wrote to a close friend who was once her lawyer. He didn't get evidence.
Okay.
So he hold the evidence. I'm thinking it's about time I started telling some home truths about the appalling way she behaved when we were married. But we have three lovely children and I don't want them to be hurt by any scandal. So what are you writing there, Bumi, for? I think he should let things go. Is there any need to go washing your dirty linen in public?
No, I don't know why people have to always do that.
But they do that a lot in
on social media.
Yes.
Why? Why do people fight dirty on social media?
I don't understand. I don't understand. So what should he do?
No need to fight dirty. There's no point trying to prove anything to anyone except he wants to do that in the court of law.
To achieve what now?
Since if he wants to drag her, he should do that legally and not...
Doesn't it show that maybe he still like him?
No. Yes, it shows that. Or that he's just vengeful?
You think he's a vain person?
Yeah, kind of. He's vindictive. He's trying to... Okay, not vindictive, but he's trying to pay her back in her own coin. You are spreading rumors about me. I've been quiet all along. Now I'm going to blow it up and let the whole world know the truth. So now they are doing that at whose detriment? He shouldn't forget that he has three kids involved.
Even if you don't have three kids.
You know, because if you want to fight this dirty, you should think about your kids too. There's no point fighting dirty. You should just pipe low. Let the woman do whatever it is she wants to. At some point, she will cool it off.
But why would the woman start spreading rumors about him, though?
Well,
could it be a cover-up?
If his own side of the story is true, if it's true that she cheated, okay, and not him, then she's trying to cover up. If it's true that she actually cheated, then she's trying to guilt trip him.
But he said he even gave her an STD. That she said that he gave her an STD.
But it's the other way around. Well, if the story is true that she did and not him, she's just trying to guilt trip him.
Okay. But it's sad. Why don't you just go your separate ways and leave it at that?
I don't know why people don't know how to just separate peacefully. Everyone just go.
What I say, though, is that if you take these things to social media, whatever it is, none of you is going to gain anything. None of you.
Internet in-laws. You only have more internet in-laws.
yes. Hey, but look at this one, Uzo. There's this guy called Okwelu.
Okay.
All right. He says, and I have an old friend who meddles in anything. He meddles in my financial affairs. Okay. We've been together since our secondary school days and we are now in our 40s. We are both divorced, but the similarity ends there. My friend seems to have the best of everything. She runs a thriving business, has a house in a nice place on Lagos Island, maybe you can get a house for you. Or Fi, or Fiji. This friend has only two children, but the complainant has four. I do a bit of petty trading from time to time, and some of the children chip in financially when they can. I have a claptrap car, which I struggle to keep on the road. My friend has cars who fills up with petrol all the time. Whenever I grumble about money, she asks why I didn't invest my money when I had a good job. Is she for real? How can I invest in anything, bringing up four children with no real help coming from their father? These are two ladies now. Recently, she phoned up with the news that her late father's estate had been settled and she inherited one of his houses. I don't begrudge her what she's got, but I hate her having my nose rubbed in her wealth. Why don't you leave her alone? When she asks why I won't make more effort with my parents, I tell her I have no money. She thinks I'm being mean, believing my children give me a lot of money. I have started somewhere. How do I make her understand? I don't like being questioned about my finances. This is not a woman matter. So
as in, the pettiness is just too much.
Bring something for my car. Let me leave you too.
The pettiness is just too much. Why are you still friends with her, really? What's the friendship about? What are you friends for? Are you not supposed to have each other's back? Obviously, the woman doesn't have your back. So why are you still friends with her?
Uzo, let me ask you something. You know, they usually say that if one friend is far ahead of the other, you might not find real friendship in the matter. Is that a fact of life?
Sometimes. It doesn't apply in all friendship.
Well, nothing applies in all friendship.
But human, if you grow, if there's a place for growth, for everyone at some point, if you have five friends, so at some point two might move way higher and the three down there, but are they also making efforts? If they are making effort, fine, to want to level up, it's okay. It's now left for the people up there to want to pull the people down there up. That is if they are also stretching their hands to want to be pulled up. But at the end of the day, nobody owes you anything. The universe owes you nothing. The universe owes you nothing. So the same head that you have is the same head that the one that is ahead of you has. So at the end of the day, your life is in your hands. So make something out of it. So if she feels like this friendship with this lady is almost, making her fall into depression, she just let her be, and then she...
Uzo, look at it this way now. Okay, so we are managing our lives here, okay? Then we have this friend from childhood. And all of a sudden, one of the parties wins the election and then they make him or her petroleum minister. You can't be the same kind of friends anymore.
Although some people now want to depend on or want to leverage on that. That's what some people want to do.
That is what we call in town bonje.
So at the end of the day, he's up there or she's up there and she doesn't even remember where we were coming from.
Because so this idea of he should stretch out to lift somebody up.
Some people do that. You know, that is if the person you are stretching forth your hand to lift up is willing, is also stretching his or her hand to be lifted. But if it is the other way around, you're going to be dragging yourself.
You know, it brings me to this male, it exhibits a trait that I find in Nigerians.
Entitlement?
A sense of, you got it, in other people's things. I mean, look. We could be childhood friends. We could be anything. If I make my money, primarily it's for myself.
I don't owe you nothing.
And I owe you nothing. It's this part of the world I keep hearing people discuss about help. Bringing somebody up. Help. And that's because you don't have a system that takes care of everybody. Because in other climes, there's a level playing ground. You can do your quiet job, have your nice mortgage, have your little apartment, and everybody's satisfied. If you want to drive a Rolls Royce, this guy is also happy with driving his Mini, because it doesn't mean anything to him. But in Nigeria, and we need to battle that, that sense of entitlement. Look at brother. Brother was here. Oh. He used to park his car here. Oh. Now he don't become minister. He drive Rolls Royce. He not send me again.
Go make your own money. The universe doesn't owe you.
And that is part of the root. Just like religious houses also have a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they have a sense of entitlement. Ah, brother, this we thank the Lord for what has happened to you. You are going to be the chairman of the next bazaar. We want to buy a generator. We want to install AC in the church. It is as God has blessed you.
Yes, you to bless the church.
That sense of entitlement is killing us, small by small. You agree?
Definitely.
So I'd say to this whoever her name is, Opeolu, to go get a job. Go and
go get a life and move on. Get a life. And if you need to detach from her so that he can focus on your life, that, please.
Like my friends would say, if you are jealous of him.
This one is really jealousy.
This is jealousy. if you are jealous of him, go get a life. Uzo, let's find out what some people are thinking.
Okay.
Our lines are open. 0700 993 993 993 and 0146571900. By the way, before I go, I hear you have some kind of agony aunt on Wazobia late at night. Is that right?
Well, if the people say I am, then I am.
Yeah, because it's this kind of issues that you deal with that be all yes. More issues that we cannot deal
in fact,
with
more,
in the daytime.
More that we cannot deal with in the daytime.
But how do you get around it? It doesn't. You take it in your stride.
Yeah.
Do people call in?
They call in, they send in messages, they send mails.
Some that are so personal and you can handle it.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't it take part of your own individuality out of it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Nah.
Work is work, home is home.
Work is work, home is home.
Okay, let's take that call. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello. We missed that one. Okay, let's take another one. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, Makari is my name.
Yes, go on.
And I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Yeah.
Okay, please, last week you took my name that you were going to get in touch with me.
Okay, can you please call? We call in relation to what we are discussing. I always have that principle, okay? You can call me privately for that. Let's take the next one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, Lucky Lola from Aburu.
Yes.
Uzodina. I greet you.
Hey, morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy.
Wait, keep quiet. How did you know that you're Uzodima and I don't know?
You what, understand.
What's going on here?
I'm from Delta State, so I know what's going on.
You know, like they say in reggae, they say, you know what I want.
Anybody named Uzo, you can also call that person Uzodima.
No, there are other Uzo.
Uncle Jimmy, quickly.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of maturity and self-control for a married man, you know, not to cheat. I'm telling you, married man, they go outside, commit adultery, you know, and come inside and infect the innocent wife at
that
home.
That is very bad. It shouldn't
I'm
cheat.
I'm telling you, to women, life is too short to develop hypertension. Please, have a nice day, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay. So it's Lucky's saying... Guy, men can cheat, and so the women should take it.
In the midst of calling you, he has confused us.
Is it that men can just cheat and just women just, you know?
But
is he trying to say that men are polygamous in nature, so women just have to?
I don't believe that. Do you believe
that? I think that's what he's trying to. That's what
do you? What do you believe?
I do not believe that. If you want to be polygamous, you just state it to your. Make your intention known to your partner. If she wants to, you know, flow with that trend, fine. If she doesn't want to, she will go with someone who is monogamous.
It's a tough call. Can you handle a polygamous man?
I have some women who are.
Yunko.
My mom. I'm from a polygamous home.
Yunko.
No, I can't.
No,
that's my mom.
They're asking me from.
No, that's my mom. That's some other woman.
Yes.
But I can't. I can't deal. But some people can.
I won't ask this one. Your body, they hot. Where?
She's even ahead.
I know at least. By the way, I'm talking about feta. Those of you know what his own body is always very hot. Very hot.
She can't deal with no. She one man, one woman.
If you don't want your man, you too, you will not look left and right.
The woman, please.
Yeah. Impossible for both parties never to look left and right in a lifetime.
So you it's now you can, but don't go
beyond
further. Yes.
And how far can you go?
Look.
Recommend.
Just looking is even the look itself. There's you cannot stare. You can look and not stare. You go lustfully.
You go look commode eye.
Yes. It's just to look. Oh wow, that's a beautiful creature. And then you move on. You acknowledge God's handwork. Admire God's handwork. Okay. And you move on. Not like you are staring at the person and you are lusting after the person.
All right. We got to take a break. Also. I need to drink water. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the Daily Digest, and being Wednesday, this is Dear Bumi. Auntie Bumi, good morning. Auntie Bumi lost a dear friend who happened to be my own aunt, you know.
So
we are both, like I was telling you off air, Auntie Bumi has been at this for about 40 years. Yes.
Wow.
She's been at this for about 40 something years. I think her career in journalism started in 1970.
I really would love to meet her.
No, I'll arrange for you to meet her. She's listening now. She will say yes. She will even want to know what time your program is.
She will really have fun.
Is it all night?
Yes, it is. 12 to 4 a.m. 12 midnight to 4 a.m.
You these things from 12 as to 4 a.m. In, you know, they tire. You know, they tire. Okay, the music wants to change now.
Okay.
No, when you are watching a movie, in those days they have a cowboy movie, they're drinking in a bar, then the bad man walks in.
Again.
Da 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 da. Listen, you know, Judith sent a mail to Dear Bumi.
Okay.
She said, I currently live with my boyfriend of 6 years, and we have a lovely 3-year-old son.
Okay.
Okay. So I think she's happy to do that. I mean, because you would have thought that they'd be married by now. Before I met my boyfriend, I had a crush on his brother. And I'm afraid I still find him attractive. Can you believe that, Uzo?
But how did she decide to date her boyfriend and not the...
She first of all saw the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Before she saw the brother. Maybe when she saw the brother, she said, I could have been more patient. So she still has a crush on the brother and says that every time I see him,
the feelings
get stronger.
Wow.
I can't stop thinking about him, even though I now have a son by his brother. She's hiding under boyfriend, girlfriend. But in a way, she's married. She's in what you would call a committed relationship. Is that not what they call it?
She's committed, but she's not married. So it means she can...
So she can switch.
She's just cohabiting. She lives with... They are living lovers.
Wait. She can shift?
If she wants to shift, she's not married to the brother.
Hey, Chineke. So...
It's going to be painful. See, at the end of the day, we should just learn to follow... If she feels... Not her feelings. Her feelings can lead her. Lead her straight. Most times, don't listen to your heart, please. So the thing is, right now... She has to make a choice. Is it that she's going to stay with the guy she is with, or she's going to move to the brother? Now, another thing, there's a clause there. She finds this guy attractive. She would always find... There's someone who would always be more attractive than the person you are dating.
Oh, it's a rule.
It's a rule.
Yeah,
There will be someone. So even if she feels like she's crushing on this one now, what if she moves and she sees another one? She will crush on it. That's where self-control comes in.
The best is yet to come.
Okay.
Judith then adds, my relationship with my boyfriend has always been rocky.
She wants to move. Okay.
And if his brother makes a pass at me, I will jump at it.
As you see,
regardless of the consequences.
She wants to. She's just looking. She's seeking validation. That's just all.
She wants the Abumi to.
She tell yes,
her.
To just tell her, go okay, you can go ahead. She wants to. So all these relationships has been rocky, and you have a child for him.
She's not asking the Abumi.
What do I do?
The Abumi, how can I stop lusting after
this? Self-control. Press the play button.
Hey, but she says that even but it's always the grass is always green on the other side.
What other side? On this side of the brother.
No, when she said that, yes, now when she said that, you know. While she's always been rocky with, she'll be looking at the
brother. What makes her think that he's not going to be more rocky with the brother?
That's a mistake all of us make. Sometimes we judge a book by its cover.
At the end of the day, it's been rocky and they've been there for 6 years. It's been rocky to have a child together.
Susan, let us read what Diabumi says.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Mama's experience is very vital.
Okay.
Diabumi says that, I wonder if you are looking for an excuse to leave your boyfriend. Sure. If so, then stop and think, because such a relationship could only last for a while.
Yeah.
You reckon too?
Mm-hmm.
In the process of which you have broken off a lot of friendships, and this could put too much pressure on you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
If your relationship with your partner is rocky, you must think a way of working on it. Jumping into the arms of his brother is not an option.
Yep.
You should even begin to consider, as you may be left with no one in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Crushes fade in time.
Yes, true.
Do they fade before or after the event has taken place?
They can fade before. If it's all in our hands. You are in control.
It could be an anticlimax.
You can make it just go away. You have the control.
Mm.
The moment you lose control, linger.
One day I had Nedu sitting in this chair.
Yeah.
It was Nedu and another person.
Yeah.
And Nedu was trying to explain the way things work with men.
Mm.
To say that usually a man is not sure of what he wants from a woman until he has been intimate with her. It is the aftermath.
Do you agree with that? You're a man.
Don't put me on the spot. But
you're a man. Do you agree with that?
Sometimes when you do get, sometimes before the intimacy, you think that, oh, this is what I've wanted and so on and so forth.
Mm.
And you could get intimate and you could be put off.
Are you saying that intimacy kind of points you to the right or wrong direction?
Is it trafficator?
Yes. Jimmy.
No, you see, it is the truth. You might think that you want to turn right.
Yeah.
Only for intimacy to happen and you say, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah, but what if is a one-off thing, right? As in first time in intimacy. And don't forget that the female folks from this part of the world most times are laid back in that level.
I'm waiting for intimacy to validate what they're thinking. Hey, but you see...
So because when you now say it's just the first time and you just want to judge the lady. You're judging that. You've just judged that. No, she's not. There's no need going into this relationship with this person.
It's not as if you're going to. It's an innate feeling. Because sometimes after the intimacy, you could be looking at. I'm not too sure, you know. I'm not too sure I want to continue with this.
Okay, so I'm going to now redirect this to the women. You know, sometimes we also get intimate with the men for the first time, and we are most times disappointed because most times the men don't have this. How do I put this thing? It's the afternoon.
This is daytime.
The men don't have the something. Go more than. One, they only do, they can do two most times.
Okay, no, that is, I'm not talking
and
about...
And then it can be a problem for us too, when you give us that, and then we want to judge you and say, no, there's no point going on with this guy. We'll just be jumping from one guy to another.
Sometimes you might think that you can train him. You need to put him on the track and let him get more...
Hey, why don't... Okay, so I don't so think I quite agree
what
with that.
What I'm saying, when I say, like Nedu explained it that day, I'm not even talking about that intimacy part of it.
Okay.
I'm talking of generally
sometimes coming to date, coming to know the person.
Know the person. Sometimes you even wonder, why did I bother talking? Because when what? Because apparently, what he had in mind, which I in the first instance, the man is consumed by the desire.
Yeah, lost
by lust. Mm. That is the honest truth.
No, of course.
I love the girl. Oh, I love her. He could be with her for 6 months.
Mm.
He won't know. He would think. He might think that. You know, he might even think that what he's doing is noble, but it's lust that is the drive.
Okay.
And so after that, you know, but don't let's go too much into that. We'll talk about that. You can talk about that on your on your program. So Adebumina tells him that you need to focus on your son who needs to have a good relationship with his father. This is very important for a boy. Very important. If you do anything to jeopardize this, you are risking his future. And whenever you think of what might have been with your man's brother, remind yourself of this. If you are not happy, talk to your boyfriend. Talk to your boyfriend about ways. Okay, I stop mid-sentence. About ways of improving the relationship. Mm. The only way to get his brother out of your head is to think of someone else. Your son, who is this man's nephew. I think he's untidy. I think she needs to get the thoughts out. But thoughts are very dangerous, Rosa.
Especially when you begin to conceive.
Sometimes you
conceive and dwell on it.
You wake up to ease yourself at 2 o'clock in the night, and as you are coming back to lie on the bed, something just runs
into especially your lustful thoughts.
Well,
they're dangerous.
Let everybody speak for himself.
Lustful thoughts are dangerous.
It's not like that with me. I don't have lustful thoughts. I have lustful. When I wake up at 2 o'clock, I want to pray.
Are you sure you want to say that?
I
don't
mean you. I will say that. I pray. Okay, let's hear what people have to say. I think we have a call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Ah, Pastor, it's tomorrow you are coming, no?
Hello. Uncle Jimmy, you see, everybody is prone to lustful thoughts.
Hmm.
All we just need is that we need to just guide our hearts right. Hmm. That is what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, nobody is immune from lustful.
No, nobody is. Nobody is.
Including pastors.
Nobody is, yes. Nobody
really?
Is. Yeah.
Lustful thoughts?
Yes.
Me,
you'll find something attractive at some point.
Me, I don't have lustful thoughts.
Uncle Jimmy. You just look like
I
you
don't
just
even look. You know I'm
like, okay.
I'm,
you don't even look.
You know I'm short sighted, so I can't even see clearly. So
short sighted.
Wait,
what do you see?
No, wait. If I see something I'm not supposed to do, I take off my glasses. Let me take another. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Kuchini. Good morning.
Morning.
Who's at the door, Abba?
Hey!
We are out for you in the night, so we don't wait, so...
Okay.
This is where I appear for Nigeria Info.
Wait. Don't these people, your listeners, don't they sleep at night?
Want to get who's at the door, Abba. How could you mean? There you go.
You know they sleep for night. So when you do this program from...
12 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Every day.
Tuesdays to Fridays.
Mm. People are awake listening.
Awake from all over the world. Different parts of the world. Within and outside Nigeria.
I will listen. From 12.
It's quite engaging. Like, it's like the 4 hours is not even enough. Very engaging.
But it's very good relief.
Phone line buzzes from 12 to 4.
What I will do is, the way my sleep pattern is, fall asleep at about 10, wake up at 1. I will listen to you tonight.
I
will call him.
Okay.
I will contribute something.
Okay.
Uzo,
mm-hmm.
I have something from a lady called Kemi.
Okay.
This Kemi I'm talking about is a divorced mother of 2 daughters. The 2 daughters are in their early 20s. And she has a man she's been involved in for year with. She's involved with for years. Okay, she didn't say when she divorced, but apparently she's been divorced for quite a while.
And she just started dating this guy.
And she's been dating him.
Okay.
And she has 2 daughters who are in their 20s.
Okay.
Okay. And she said that At first, he didn't see eye to eye with my first daughter, and they argued a lot. Okay, in fact, it was so bad that my daughter went back to live with her father. But as soon as she got into the university, she started spending more time with us, and they get on like a house on fire with my partner. As soon as she entered university, she gets good. He does everything for her and even takes her to the campus whenever she wishes. Uncle, come and I want to go to Lasso. Come and take me. Say, oh yes. Take care. Wait, oh, you never say anything. Oh, you know, like they say, oh, mom, man. You never know, man. He says, excuse me. Now he's talking about buying her her own car and even taking her on holidays with us. So when they go on holidays, daughter must follow. I never thought the day would come when I would get jealous of my own daughter. But their newfound likeness for each other is giving me a lot of stress. Even my ex admits it's unhealthy. What do I do to bring sanity into my family? Her ex, that is the father, the original father.
The father of the biological family. That
she ran to him. You know, Tuji, what are we going to do now? This is my current bobo. What should he sack the guy? Okay, do you think that there's anything untoward between these two? Or is it just being a good stepfather, you know?
All of a sudden.
Miracles happen.
Wow, this miracle is strong.
Miracles happen.
This is a case of what God cannot do, does not tell.
Hey, would we call this one the Lord's doing?
No, I don't want to bring the Lord into this one.
But you just said that.
I was just joking, but on a more serious note, no way. I don't think bringing the Lord into this one.
We have 2 minutes, so what should she do? Should she sack him?
She doesn't have to sack him, but she also have to be... She needs to be wise right here.
Can she call his attention?
Yes, she can. Why not?
This process, I don't understand, though.
She can, but she has to be wise about it. So it doesn't seem like she's insinuating something.
Should she verbalize it or send him a mail?
No, verbalize it. Why are they sending mail?
Or should she show the husband this Dear Bumi page and say, Tuju, have you seen today's Dear Bumi? Then he sees
What do you think?
What do you think?
She can do that now and see his reaction.
Advise her in 1 minute.
But okay, in 1 minute, she can communicate with her partner. Most times, assumption scatters everything, destroys a lot of things. So she's assuming right now that something is going on, but she can have a conversation with him. Healthy conversation leads to healthy relationship.
Can I take a call? Very quickly, let me see who can react to this. I don't know what to do, honestly. Hello?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Quickly. Just 1 minute.
Amaka, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, that is a professor by your side. Anything that has to do between man and woman. Thank you.
Jesus.
Also, he must come back. He must come back for this devil here again. The inquiry I made about you is turning out to be true. You know, I didn't know of your program.
Okay.
I just saw you one morning and I asked, who is this? He said, what does it? It's just programs at night. I said, okay. And then now here we are. Oh yeah. So what will we tell this woman?
Basically, that's what. See, effective communication is the engine oil in a relationship. Once it's down, once it's out of place, you lose that relationship.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do not communicate effectively. They don't have healthy communication, and that's why they don't have healthy relationships. So she's assuming that there's something is wrong, and she has her fears. Why not tell your partner about your fears?
Yeah, because she doesn't know
the way to take it. She's feeling insecure. Because that is why you have to have that partner that you can share things with.
She doesn't want to
share your fears with.
She doesn't want to look like she's accusing him.
No, not that's why I said she has to communicate effectively. No point accusing fingers. More like, this is how I feel. Not like I'm saying that you are doing something. I just feel. Like, this is how I feel. No, I feel threatened by your closeness, your sudden closeness. I'm not saying that you guys are running anything, but you seem to not have any time for me anymore.
My thoughts are innocent.
Yeah, no, welcome. Why must you go on vacation with us?
He won't buy the babe. He won't buy him.
Has he also bought her the wife a car. If you have not bought, if you've not bought her, the wife a car, and you want to buy the daughter a car, she needs to have this conversation with him.
Can she shout on her that Magba me lock?
No. She doesn't. No. She doesn't have to do that. She has a business with her husband or the man in her
life. Thank you. We must do this again. That's where we'll end it today. We have the People's Parliament coming up tomorrow, and I'm excited that I'll meet my pastor friend for the first time. So I'll see you all tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Okay, take it easy.
Every day. News break.
The Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network of
shaping our present and the future.
Don't arrest me. You said it. Don't block anything.
The vast majority of men and women of the police force are hardworking and diligent in performing their duty.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us